General George Washington established the badge of military merit in August of 1782, which over the years became today's Purple Heart. It's fabricated from a bit of silk and some solid brass, a brass alloy, and some plastic. General Washington's face is depicted in the center of the medal. It is the oldest medal still issued and is now awarded to members of all branches of the services. It was also one of the first medals available to all ranks and not restricted just to officers. Recipients of most military awards are nominated for that award. That nomination is then sent up through a chain of command until the nomination is received by an officer that has approval authority. Rather than by nomination, when a service person has been wounded or killed as a result of enemy action, the Purple Heart is directly recommended, approved, and presented. Since the time it was established, approximately 2 million Purple Hearts have been awarded to servicemen and women, 351,000 of them during Vietnam service. One of those servicemen was me. While it's an honor to receive a Purple Heart, most of us didn't start our day hoping to qualify for one. When I had to call my parents to let them know, I found out there is no way to tell your mother you have been injured, but not seriously. Starting the conversation with, "Mom, don't worry," certainly doesn't work. I was given my Purple Heart in the hospital, and it was stolen the very next day. Within a few days, they gave me a replacement. About 30 years later, I went looking for it and couldn't find it. My congresswoman then got another replacement for me, which was even engraved with my name on the back, just like the original. So I was actually presented with my Purple Heart 3 times. Reckless the horse and 2 dogs, Chips and Stubby, were awarded Purple Hearts. Chip's Purple Heart was rescinded when President Kennedy, the only president ever awarded the Purple Heart, signed an executive order on April 25, 1962, which, among other issues, declared that military service animals wouldn't be awarded the Purple Heart. In civilian life, Purple Heart recipients are guaranteed placement in at least a priority 3 group in the VA healthcare system, which may qualify them for services with no copays. Also waived is a 36-month active duty requirement for eligibility in the Forever GI Bill. When applying for a federal job, an extra 5-point hiring preference is awarded. In California, a Purple Heart vehicle license plate is available, which waives Bay Area bridge tolls. The Purple Heart is awarded to those whose blood is on the ground of countries all over the world, as they acted in the service of the United States of America, and they deserve the gratitude and respect of all its citizens.